You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brace yourselves, Kansas City. We're in the path of two winter storms that are saying we're going to get ice, snow, and bitter cold temperatures over the weekend. The bigger storm is expected to strike on Friday night, B, and remain through most of Saturday, dumping between 3 and 6 inches of snow across the metro.
Good Lord.
Now, strong winds are going to reduce visibility and cause drifting snow ahead of our AFC Championship game, which is going down against the New England Patriots. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory effective until this morning. A little light drizzle on the way to work. It wasn't much.
Right.
And my temperature gauge stayed over freezing.
So mine did too.
That was at least exciting.
Yeah. Don't have to worry about the roads being black ice, I guess.
The precipitation is expected to move in into the KC area about 7 or 8 o'clock tonight. So be aware of that. I'm grateful. I went to the supermarket yesterday, got everything I needed. Y'all won't see me with y'all today or tomorrow.
I ain't been to the grocery store in about a month. A couple months.
When we get off.
What?
You need to go to the supermarket before everybody get off work.
I could just call Postmates. They'll hook me up.
If it's a storm, nothing. I digress.
That's the bachelor in me.
I said nothing. Now, as for AFC Championship game day. Whew. Sunday morning temperatures are expected to be between -1 and 3 degrees. Damn! With wind chills of -16 to -10 north of the river, and between 4 and 9 degrees with wind chills of -10 to -6 south of the river.
I'll die for this. We gonna be there.
So you willing to just pass away inside of Arrowhead?
That's what it takes? Yeah.
I don't want you to die. So later on in the show, I'm going to give you some tips on how you can stay warm inside of the stadium, Brian. And right. I want you to
not yelling, pay attention. And alcohol, that ain't.
No. Well, I call that antifreeze, the alcohol part. But we'll talk about that later.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. Morning with a little freezing drizzle. Right now you are cloudy, just above freezing at 34. And KCK. Shade, what's popping?
Cardi B posted a video talking about the government shutdown and how Donald Trump has turned the country to a hellhole.
Hey y'all, I just want to remind y'all, because it's been a little bit over 3 weeks, Trump is now ordering, as in summoning, federal government workers to go back to work without getting paid. Now, I don't want to hear y'all talking about, oh, but Obama shut down the government for 17 days. Yeah, for healthcare, so your grandma could check her blood pressure and you could go check your gynecologist with no problem. Now, I know a lot of y'all don't care because y'all don't work for the government or y'all probably don't even have a job, but this is really serious, bro. Our country is in a hellhole right now. All for a wall.
She's cursing, but she's making a lot of sense, though.
She sound like you off air.
Really?
You just ratchet and raw tar.
It was all facts.
Okay. On yesterday, claims that Colin Kaepernick approves of Travis Scott performing at the Super Bowl halftime show was released, and Colin's girlfriend, Nessa Diaz, took to her Twitter account and was like, nah, fam. Nessa's also a radio personality in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if they're going to get married. You think he want to get married now?
Yeah, to her, probably. Yeah. She been down with him throughout this whole ordeal, and he's getting a little older. He's 30, 31.
She said, quote, there is no mutual respect, and there is no understanding for anyone working against Kaepernick 7, period. Damn. Hashtag stop lying.
Oh, yeah, she down. I like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they did that. Like Colin Kaepernick wasn't going to come out and tell the truth.
Well, he's not going to say anything because he never does. But that's why you get you a good pit bull girlfriend to handle your biz. Scott's going to perform with Maroon 5 and Big Boy from Outkast at the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show at Mercedes-Benz Stadium February 3rd.
In Atlanta.
Atlanta.
That's your... Say it the... What's the place up north in Atlanta? Buckhead. Say it your Buckhead way. Atlanta.
Atlanta. So, man. A friend of our show was busted for writing bad checks, Brian.
Oh, yeah, I do that. Actually, I do.
I could tell. Chris Hansen, host of the reality TV series To Catch a Predator, turned himself into police in Connecticut on yesterday on charges of bouncing checks.
Come on, Chris Hansen. You know them MSNBC checks are still good. Come on, dawg.
But who is still writing checks? You write checks, Brian?
When I lived in an apartment complex and we had to pay our rent, I wrote checks then.
But I'm talking about 2019.
Nah, I ain't wrote a check in a minute. But some people do though. I know my mama's a notorious check writer.
In the summer of 2017, Hansen ordered some promotional trinkets from a Connecticut company. They say the bill was about $13,000 because he was trying to get the show back up and running. Yeah. So he bought these promotional items to give to people to be like, you know, yeah, we need to catch a predator again.
He ain't having enough ends in that business account.
Trying to tell you. And so he didn't break bread with the people. The police told him, you better pay. And he didn't. And he wrote another check. He showed up for the show up.
He's going to show up at R. Kelly's crib with a big news story. The big how to catch a predator.
He can't. He in the pokey.
And he'll get out. Somebody come get him. Trust me.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because why is it that the dudes get so mad when they want to break up with you and when you move on and they want to all of a sudden come back and when you are done, they just can't accept the fact? Like, why they be so mad, though?
It's a power struggle. When you break up with them, they want to get you back so they can do something else again to make you break up with them. But yeah, they want it to be on their terms and not on your terms.
Mm-hmm. That's sad, because that's exactly what it is. That's how it was. But you know what? He's just going to have to go through that power struggle by himself because I can't be his partner in crime.
What y'all break up for?
You don't want me to get on that. It's just too much for our 103 jams this morning.
So she going to be Bonnie by herself with no Clyde.
I'm going to be Barbie with no Ken.
You got a lot of clothes, though. That's all that matters. Clothes and shoes.
Right.
Full of backwoods. Right. Who is this?
This is Manda. Everybody know who Manda is from KCK. Everybody knows me.
All right, girl. Well, make sure you pull up on me at Elevate. I'm going to be there on Sunday for the Chiefs watch party.
All right. I will be there.
All right, Mama.
Bye.
All right.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
This Sunday, Arrowhead is going to be packed full of fans salivating, literally.
Yes.
As the Chiefs take on the Patriots.
Waiting on this moment all our lives, Shay.
I've been in the ruckus environment with you before. I think my first game, I saw a fight in the stands.
You did. It was the Saints game? Yeah.
It was an older gentleman and looked like a guy maybe in his mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
The older gentleman got the best of the young cat.
He did.
And so sometimes, you know, that environment, there's a lot of drinking going on. People have been out for a very long time. Maybe they're not eating as much and drinking water. So it tends to be a ruckus environment sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that a 10-year-old in the town got hit in the face with a bottle in the stands at Saturday's game. Of course, the Chiefs organization released a statement that said, "We are aware of the incident and have begun an internal review of all available information from Saturday, including video. We have been in contact with KCPD and will provide them with the appropriate information for the investigation into this matter. Once identified, the offender will be subject to the appropriate discipline from the team for violating the fan code of conduct. Mm-hmm. So we reached out to the father of this 10-year-old, Brian.
Good morning.
The picture that I saw in the news of your son's lip, I just gasped upon seeing, like, it literally a piece of his lip is gone.
Mm. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Now, of course, this happened at the playoffs game in Arrowhead. Take us back to what was going on as a bottle came flying and hitting your son in the mouth.
Yeah, there was about 6 or 7 minutes left in the game, and everybody was cheering, having a good time, and people have been throwing snowballs the whole game, and, I mean, it was getting old, you know. Even Andy Reid was getting tired of it, and eventually this woman just turned around and chucked a beer bottle, and it hit my son right in the face.
Wow. I know you must have been heated. What was your initial reaction, and did other people help you out in identifying who did it?
I didn't even realize what had happened at first. My wife's sister, she looked down and said, "Hey, we gotta go. Caden's covered in blood." So I looked over, and yeah, as soon as I seen that, I pretty much lost it and started jumping rows.
Oh my, he was jumping rows.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So is Caden okay?
Yeah, he's good now. He got stitches in his face, but it took us a while. We were at KU Med for about 3 hours. We didn't get back to speak until about 1:30 that morning. So,
did the security guards and the police, did they apprehend the lady?
We heard multiple stories. I'm not sure who told. Somebody told my wife that they kicked her out and didn't get her name. And then another person that I've spoke with pretty frequently from the Chiefs Stadium, she said that doesn't sound right. So I think they're still trying to get to the bottom of everything also.
We're talking to Bradley McCaleb. He's the father of a 10-year-old who was hit in the face with a beer bottle. The reason we reached out to you is because I saw a comment on one of the station's sections where folks can make comments, and your wife was saying that, you know, you guys really just wanted to get this story out for precaution's sake.
Yeah, the news kind of put it on there and said, you know, that we were calling for changes at Arrowhead, but I mean, that's not really the case. I mean, Arrowhead does their best to keep everything under control, and I mean, that's a lot of people, and it's a big game, big snowstorm, got snow, people throwing snowballs. I mean, yeah, we just wanted to make everybody aware, you know, like, it might seem like an innocent act, just throwing a snowball, but you know, I mean, look at the repercussions it can have. Look on my son's face is a perfect example.
Is this gonna stop you from going to Chiefs games?
I don't know, we'll be there on Sunday.
And you're taking Caden too?
Yeah, Caden will be there. He's the driver of that bus. I'm I said, you know, it's going to be like 20 below, right? He said, I don't care.
Wow.
And that was a big thing. I seen a lot of negative comments on there, you know, people saying, oh, you know, suck it up, or, oh, this happens all the time, it's not that big a deal. Well, I mean, it is a big deal. You shouldn't have to worry about taking your child to a Chiefs game and having them get blasted in the face with a bottle.
That's right. This is supposed to be a family environment, so we totally agree. Now, you know, I don't know what your ethnicity is, but I'm going to tell you about something that when I have a mark, I put a little cocoa butter on it. Put a little cocoa butter on Caden's lip, boo.
Oh.
And I promise you, it'll be gone.
Not Neosporin, but
No, a little cocoa butter.
Well, man, check this out. Give your son our best. And go Chiefs, and make sure nothing happens to him at the next game.
Yeah, definitely. And I also do want to thank all the Chiefs fans. I've had so many people reach out to me and just was concerned about my son, and I just want everybody to know I really appreciate that.
We'll be throwing snowballs, y'all. Chill out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Brad, for allowing us to talk with you this morning.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Just 3 days left of KC Restaurant Week. Multi-course entrees. Fixed price. It's a good time. I've been seeing a lot of my friends on social media visiting some of the spots that they've always wanted to visit because the price is right now.
They enjoying it?
Oh, yeah. Log on to kcrestaurantweek.com to make your reservation. The sun, the moon, and the earth will align perfectly to create a rare phenomenon on Sunday, Brian.
What you talking about?
It's the Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's the first and only total lunar eclipse of 2019. It's going to take place on Sunday. Yeah. Everyone across the United States will be able to see it.
Okay.
That'll be the backdrop for our AFC Championship game.
It's perfect. This is God ordained, Shay. God see what's going on.
There's a lot of folks who don't understand what this means for the town, this game against the Patriots.
Yeah, a lot of national people.
Colin Coward, he's one of your favorites in the sports casting field. You watch a show every day.
Every single day I do.
And he made a very, I'll just say, controversial statement.
Arrowhead's considered one of the loudest stadiums in America. College or pro, it'll be 9 below. Everybody's going to be wearing a ski mask.
Not true.
People aren't going to be standing and cheering. They're going to be huddled, wearing wool, trying to stay warm, wearing something over their mouths. Home field advantage via the crowd. Done.
That ain't controversial. That's ignorant. He's never been to Kansas City. First off,
has he never been here?
Never been here. He said that on the show yesterday. That's number one. Number two, I've never worn a ski mask in my life. Most people at Arrowhead don't wear ski masks. We're not crowded around each other trying to get warm like it's New Jack City and we singing over the fire. He couldn't have been more false in all of his statements. Thank God Nick Wright came on his show later on, who used to work here in Kansas City, and corrected everything that he said. We've been in this situation before where the temperatures were below, you know, 0 degrees. This is nothing new to us. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Coach Andy Reid had a response.
Yeah, it's never too cold for the Chiefs fans. They'll be there, and that's a great thing about the Sea of Red, man. They're loud, and they show up all the time, so they'll be ready to go.
I pray to God they played a Colin Coward statement right before kickoff or during the TV timeout or something, because we're going to be ignorant. Not throwing stuff on the field, nothing like that. We're just going to be loud.
So what is this game really mean to you Chiefs fans out there? What does this really mean, Brian? You've been waiting.
It's been a lifelong dream, Shay. A lot of us never thought that we would reach this point, and we're not even to the point of the Super Bowl. We're one game away.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. Morning freezing drizzle on the way. Right now, you got a little fog at 34 in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our Capricorn celebrity friends. Uh-huh. R&B singer and actor Ray J is 38.
Yeah.
Actor James Earl Jones is 88 today.
Is something troubling you, my son?
NBA star Dwayne Wade is 37.
Uh-huh.
Rapper Lil Jon is 48. Actress Betty White is 97.
Uh-huh.
Jim Carrey is 57 today.
Dang, it's a lot.
Talk show host Maury Povich is 80.
Jose, you are not.
Reggae star Shaba is 53 today.
What are you doing over there?
Winding my body. I'm winding. Actor and comedian Steve Harvey is 62
you
today.
You like this suit, player? Yeah, it's from the Steve Harvey collection. You know how many buttons this got? 50.
We can start wishing him happy birthday again.
Right.
We read about that.
Happy birthday, Eartha Kitt and Muhammad Ali, too.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali was born today in 1942.
Yeah.
King right there. So, one of the most epic interviews I've seen the Breakfast Club do happened on yesterday with Soulja Boy. I watched most of it.
Uh-huh.
You and I sat together and looked at it. It was a lot.
It was entertaining.
I had to take them bullets. Everybody doing what I did. They laughed at me. They said I killed hip hop. And now they doing exactly what I did and I'm being shunned upon. I'm the reason y'all doing this. I'm the reason why all these artists have social media. Y'all should thank me. Every artist in the game, all y'all record labels, y'all owe me 5%, bro.
What do you think about that?
He's right, but he embellished it a little bit.
He's fringing upon the truth.
Yeah.
But it's,
he was the first, definitely, but he kind of a little overboard with it.
So he talked about Tyga and his big comeback and how he wasn't greater than him.
Tyga? This sitting right here talk about Tyga. The that lost his to Travis Scott. The that Travis Scott and the and got her pregnant. Him? He had the biggest comeback? Because of what? He did a record with Nicki Minaj? Joint with Offset. Yeah. You know how many songs I got with the Migos?
Oh, man. And then he went in on Drake. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Drake? The nigga got bodied by Pusha T? The nigga hiding his kid from the world, but his world wanna hide from the kid? Arvy Graham in a wheelchair? Drake?
Y'all talking about the light-skinned from DeGeneres?
Stop playing with me. Y'all ain't hear Drake on with his first song? Tell me what's really going on. Drizzy Drake back in this thing already. What's happening?
Hey, he make a good point right here. Here it is.
Man, tell me what's really going on. Soldier for up in the final red. What's happening?
All right, that was him in 07, 06. Here's Drake.
Tell me what's really going on. Drizzy back up in this thing. I'm ready. What's happening?
So when Jay-Z has reappropriated some of Biggie's lyrics, does that take away from who Jay-Z is?
Fam, are you,
people do that all the time
in
hip-hop.
Come on, come on.
People do that all the time in
Drake
hip-hop.
Drake is biting off a Soulja Boy, though.
He made it better. So what? People do that in hip-hop all the time.
Say,
Brian, you know that. People take a line.
Soulja Boy, fam.
What about Jay-Z taking a line of Nas's?
Biggie. Okay, Biggie and Nas. You to my legends.
Drake? Yeah, Drake. Drake.
That part I'm not with, because people do that in hip hop.
You want somebody
all
to bite off Soulja Boy, fam?
You rather it was bite just off, a line.
You rather bite off Soulja Boy or Biggie?
I could see if he did the whole verse, man. Then I would be with you on that.
Okay, Shay.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Casey's next music showcase, Volume 3. Strange Music Complex looking for local artists. Submit your music at kprs.com.
Uh-huh.
On Sunday, AFC Championship game is happening. Side of Arrowhead Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Woo!
Part of the backdrop. Frigid temperatures. They're saying the wind chill could be at -6 through a -15 degrees.
Damn! I don't care if it's -50. I'm in there. It's been a lifelong dream, Shay. We've never hosted in the 59-year history of the Chiefs, we've never hosted an AFC championship game. Even when we were in the AFL, we never hosted an AFL championship.
I don't think people understand just what this means to the city of Kansas City. From the person outside, they may not totally understand. And I think Colin Cowherd is definitely one of the people who don't understand what this means to the town.
Arrowhead's considered one of the loudest stadiums in America. College or pro, it'll be 9 below. Everybody's going to be wearing a ski mask. People aren't going to be standing and cheering. They're going to be huddled, wearing wool, trying to stay warm, wearing something over their mouths. Home field advantage via the crowd. Done.
The ignorance in all of those lies that he just said. He's never been here.
What do you have to say to Colin Cowherd?
I'm a Chiefs season ticket holder, have been for 4 years. This game means not only everything to the fans nationwide, but to the players, coaches, organization. I mean, we've always been the underdog, and we've never got credit for anything we've done. I mean, we've had 3 years close. Saturday's game was phenomenal. It was cold then, too. I don't wear a face mask. Yes, I'll be dressed up and warm and wool and, hand warmers, feet warmers, everything else. But we will be loud and proud to play against one of the best teams. We went there and kicked they're behind last year, and we're going to do it again this time. This will be Brady's retirement party.
I know that's right. Pass the torch, Brady. All right, what's your name?
Jarita.
Jarita, I need just a little example of how loud you're going to be when they say,
and that's another Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh,
yeah.
And then I have my traditional whistle, which is,
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, Lord.
What was that?
Listen, bottle that up and save that for Sunday, all right?
I sure will.
Thank you. Have Jerita. A good one.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The first of two big storms are going to hit the town on Friday, Brian. Mm. Then on Sunday, precipitation will be done, hopefully, but the temperatures are going to dip. Wind chill will be at about a negative 6 to a negative 15 degrees.
Ooh.
So all my folks that are going to be at Arrowhead, make sure that you are layered up. I ain't saying you should sip Crown, but I consider that antifreeze.
Thank God I got sick days.
Oh, you coming to work.
Huh? What? Says who?
We have a Chiefs victory song to Monday.
You good. Your voice good. You going to be at home?
No, I'm not. I'm going to be at Elevate Sports Bar and Grill.
Practice on my sick voice.
Oh, Lord. So, folks have been talking about the arrival of the Chiefs into the AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. And pundits and sportscasters have been having a lot to say, Brian.
Yes, they have.
Colin Coward, one of the premier sportscasters, thinks that Arrowhead is going to be quiet because everyone's going to be huddling together trying to stay warm.
You could tell he's never been here, or he's never been to a Chiefs game. I don't even know if he's even... It sounds like he hasn't never seen a Chiefs game from the sound of it.
My first experience at Arrowhead was nothing short of epic. And you were shocked at... I said, Brian, I've been in other stadiums across the country, but I've never experienced anything like Arrowhead. It is a completely unique experience.
You said at the Georgia Dome that the Falcons, you know, people were kind of fair weather fans have been there. And I just couldn't believe it.
People are in there not even wearing Falcon stuff. Oh, like, we're dressed trying to catch. You ain't trying to support.
I guess.
Most of the times, they're not even in the stadium. They're getting something to eat. They're talking to other people. They're not there for the game. This is the only place I've been in where everybody is for the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, we open up the lines right now and let Colin Coward know what he needs to hear.
This is a new wave, a new town, a new city. Mahomes about to go in there and like Tom Brady up, Brady about to pass the torch. I'm so confident that them Kansas City boys is about to win. We about to go on Arrowhead and make some noise, baby.
Hey, okay. Who is this?
Hey, man, it's Ashley, man.
All right, Ashley.
All right, Ashley. Have a good one.
All right, y'all too. Well, thanks.
You know, you can't really sound tough if your name is Ashley.
Right? You can.
You got to say A Boogie or something. You can't just say Ashley.
Get the strap.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Salute to Raytown South senior Jacob Dobb.
Uh-huh.
Actually, just Raytown High. He's 17 years old. He has an interest in astrophysics.
Wow.
First African-American male valedictorian at Raytown.
Congratulations.
And he's a part of a team that's trying to put a satellite into space.
Oh.
Part of this MIT Online Science, Technology, and Engineering community, which is super dope.
Congratulations. That you got to be a brilliant person to do
trying
all that.
I'm to tell you.
Yeah.
I want to grind salute you.
Yes, we do.
Colin Coward, however, I can't salute him. You turn me on to him because you play the show every day when we're done.
Mm-hmm.
He had some inflammatory things to say about what's going to happen in Arrowhead this Sunday.
Arrowhead's considered one of the loudest stadiums in America. College or pro, it'll be 9 below. Everybody's going to be wearing a ski mask. People aren't going to be standing and cheering. They're going to be huddled, wearing wool, trying to stay warm, wearing something over their mouths. Home field advantage via the crowd. Done.
Yeah, I laugh because it's just so many falsehoods. You've never been to Arrowhead, Colin Coward, and it shows, fam.
And I don't think that outsiders truly understand what this game means to the town.
Not at all.
Good morning.
I'm a real Kansas City fan. I'm a Seminole parent, Super Bowl, man. You got to wear your ring when you go to the game. Got to let these people know, man, this is what we really do. I've been a fan, win or lose, season after season. We got Patty Mahomes, man. I mean, playoff Patty. We can't lose.
I like that.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable, you know what I'm saying? We got the red moon behind us. The Chiefs crowd is the loudest crowd in the world. We ain't causing no problems, but I guarantee you the Patriots is leaving out of here on the stretcher. That's how we going to do this. Man. Hey, I already got my ticket reserved for Atlanta, man, so you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in the building. I got one question for you, though, B. Are they going to let the people tailgate that can't get tickets on Sunday? Because I ain't got no ticket, but I want to be there.
Yeah, you can tailgate. You just got to get up out of there when the game starts.
Man, this is the most important game we've ever had. They should let us stay this time.
I agree. I definitely agree. Go get you a standing room only ticket or something.
I'm going to do something, man. Seminoles want to ring. Chiefs going to win the ring this our year, baby.
Shout out to my KC Seminole boys, man. I love y'all.
Oh, man. Love y'all, bros.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. A little morning freezy drizzle. Right now, you're foggy in 34 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to First Lady Michelle Obama. Who is beautiful, sexy, fine, intelligent.
She everything.
And 55 years old today.
Happy birthday. Still my first lady.
I'm trying to tell you. So your girl Cardi B posted a video. Your girl Cardi B posted a video on yesterday talking about the government shutdown.
Hey, y'all. I just want to remind y'all because it's been a little bit over 3 weeks. Trump. It's now ordering, as in summoning, federal government workers to go back to work without getting paid. Now, I don't want to hear y'all talking about, oh, but Obama shut down the government for 17 days. Yeah, for health care. So your grandma could check her blood pressure and you could go check your gynecologist with no problem. Now, I know a lot of y'all don't care because y'all don't work for the government or y'all probably don't even have a job, but this is really serious, bro. Our country is in a hellhole right now. All for a wall. And we really need to take this serious. I feel like we need to take some action. I don't know what type of action because this is not what I do, but I'm scared.
Julie, I know you don't believe in all that cursing, but I'm with the message.
I feel her message, and like in and then, you know, a thought might run through my mind, but I'm feeling.
That's right.
I'm feeling Cardi. She's speaking some truth.
That sounds like Julie off air.
No, not me.
Julie does not sound like that.
What's good?
You'd have to really push me, Brian, which you will find out if you keep it.
He done got cussed out before by you.
Ain't nobody got cussed out by nobody.
That time when you tried to say Julie couldn't sing, she went off for you.
She can't.
That was so funny.
She can't.
I just kept picking at me that morning.
For 45 minutes. That was like a cardio workout for my abs. Julie cussed you out over there.
She said one curse word. That's not cussing nobody out.
For considering Julie, how it used to be, that was. But you kept picking at me that day.
I did, on purpose.
I repented and I called and apologized to you.
She did call and apologize.
I didn't need all that.
The hashtag Mute R. Kelly activists have been protesting outside of Sony headquarters and demanding that the label drop R. Kelly from their roster.
Good luck.
Well, what's done, the dark always comes to light. Yeah. So eventually, you reap what you sow. Yeah.
Them last couple albums he put out anyway ain't really been making
garbage.
No money.
Yeah.
They're going to let him go. You ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah.
Who gets the money from the previous albums, though?
I don't even know if he was with RCA at that time. I don't think
he was with Jive.
And, right.
But did they get swallowed up by
I don't
RCA?
Know.
He ain't been paying rent. I know that.
And the old catalog has nothing to do with putting out new music. I don't think that people are really buying his music like that, as evidenced by the last couple of projects.
The streams that he had when all of this came out, it skyrocketed.
But I think some of that was
right,
curiosity.
But that's old music. I don't think people are beat for new music from him like that.
That's what
as
I'm saying.
As evidenced by the last two.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, they still get money, right, off the
whether they have him on or not, they're still going to get that money. That's my point.
We'll see.
So y'all carrying signs by Colin Cowherd to Arrowhead Sunday Brian?
Are we carrying signs?
Yeah, we need to tell him off. They need to see it visually on TV. He ain't been here. You ain't invited here. You ain't part of the Cool Kids table. How about, you can't sit with that.
How about we just not listen to his show?
How about you not listen
he
to his show?
He ain't gonna do that. So I don't even know that's why you. He said that. He watches that show every day.
You like this suit, player?
Whatever. I'm done with both of y'all for the day. All right.
We had our dinner last night. We cool.
Oh, for real? That's how you want to
no,
do it?
No, we love you, Brian.
Nah. Ain't no rice, no ribs, no nothing. No hibachi grill. No, nah, forget y'all. I'm through with y'all for the day. All right?
Boy, bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.